WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
The weather is complicated enough trying to deal with an invisible fluid in motion stretching from the Earth's surface all the way up to the vicinity of 100,000 feet. But one additional complication meteorologists contend with has to do with scales for environmental parameters. I did a 101 on temperature scales some time back, but for this episode, I'm going to tackle the topic of pressure scales, namely the Pascal. When you think of pressure, you probably think of millibars or inches of mercury, two relatively common scales in use. After all, that's probably what you see on television or hear on NOAA Weather Radio. But did you know that the scientific unit of pressure is the Pascal, abbreviated by the capital letter P, little a? This unit is named after Blaise Pascal, who lived from 1623 to 1662. One Pascal equals 1/100th of a millibar, or 1/10,000th of a bar. Meteorology has used the millibar for air pressure since 1929. When the change to scientific units occurred in the 1960s, many meteorologists preferred to keep using the magnitude they were used to, so they tacked the prefix hecto to the front of Pascal. Hecto means 100. Thus, 1 hectopascal equals 100 pascals, which equals 1 millibar. 100,000 pascals equals 1,000 hectopascals, which equals 1,000 millibars. The end result is, although the units we refer to in meteorology may be different, their numerical value remains the same. For example, the standard pressure at sea level is 1013.25 millibars, or 1013.25 hectopascals. Now, checking a bit further, I discovered a number of other pressure scales you don't see too often, including the atmosphere, the TOR, the bar, PSI, and dyne per square centimeter, to name just a few. I'm just glad we don't use all of those, too. You can send a weather question to question@weatherbrains.com.